It is the 24th of January today, so we're only a week away from the second double dose vaccination requirement. Among those industries, WA's volunteer emergency personnel must be double dose vaccinated by the end of this month. In the midst of the bushfire season, it's possible our volunteers could be further stretched by the mandate, but is that what we're seeing? According to the Shire of Esperance, volunteer firefighters still have some way to go in submitting those vaccine certificates. Here's Phil Longmire, the Chief Bushfire Officer for Esperance, speaking with Emily Smith from our ABC Goldfields Esperance team.
People were busy trying to get their crops off, so hopefully the rates will increase now that people are getting back to work. I think that we have enough process that we will be okay. So I think the issue will be more concerning as we move to a where COVID is more of a concern. So when COVID rates go up, I think the relevance to the mandate will really push forward. But obviously, we will be working hard to increase those, the percentage that have actually put in their COVID status. There has been issues from the government side of it as well to actually log your volunteer ID. So there are a few challenges, but we are working through them.
Now, to have a look at the rest of the state and how that's looking, that's Phil Longmire, by the way, Chief Bushfire Officer for Esperance. But to have a look around WA, Dave Gossage is here, the President of Bushfire Volunteers, the peak body representing Volunteer Bushfire Brigades. Dave, g'day. Nice to speak to you.
Yeah, likewise, Tim.
You heard one example there of what's happening in the south of the state. What are you hearing around WA?
Yeah, I suppose that example there from Esperance is a classic of a little bit of misinformation going out there. For the bushfire volunteers across WA that are run by local government, not DFES, they only have to let their local government know what their status is. And there's been some rumours going around that they have to say which doctor they've been to, which, which states they've been vaccinated. Well, that's a load of rubbish. They've only got to quote their certificate. And that's only got to go to the local government that they are within, and that's it. Because 90% of the fires that are run across WA are run at a local level through the local brigade and the Shire, and it's only when it becomes a level high-end level 2 or level 3 incident where the state has to take over by law, that that's when the information of those that are at the fire need to be passed on to DFES, who would be running that at that time. So a lot of people are getting a bit frustrated with the state government side of things, but the reality is they don't have to give their information to state government if they're a local government bushfire brigade.
Okay, just proof of vaccination to the local government. Are you worried that you might lose volunteers over this? Is that what you're hearing, Dave?
Look, we already have lost volunteers. The big thing is about...
Do you have an idea on how many? How big is that? Do you have an indication?
That's impossible to gauge, but I know we've certainly had notifications of blunt emails just saying, I quit, and I do not submit to, being dictated to, I quit, those sort of type statements coming through from individuals. And I think that's what people lose sight of is... decisions are made, and I know we've got to make decisions in the greater good. They make them in isolation, and that's what gets up people's nose the most, is the people in the city making populist decisions rather than actually going outside their own departments and actually talking to the people on the ground and the people that actually do make a difference to their communities, and actually say, hey, what would the effect be? So, the decisions are getting made in Perth, and the department that they're going to consult are paid firefighters, and they give their perspective from the perspective, which is a government employee's perspective, which is not reflective of the view of a regional or rural community. So in the outer metro area where you've got, hundreds and hundreds of volunteers, you don't have an issue. You can be a command and control, and you shall do this, and you shall jump on 1 foot, whatever. But out in the rural communities where you don't have 4 or 6 volunteers manning a brigade, you take 2 or 3 away, it's a huge impact on that community.
Okay, so that's what I wanted to ask you about with the kind of numbers that have decided that they'll send a strongly worded email, as you've detailed there, but not exactly clear on the numbers. But are you hearing or are you confident that it's not to a scale where brigades will be losing out overall? Are there people to then replace some of these people, or are they gaining new volunteers, or is that an issue that you think you'll face in the future?
Look, I did hear, you know, one area in particular, they hadn't received notification of 70 volunteers in that particular area, and they were concerned. But then when you look at the statistics from the health department for that the local government area, they're in the 90-plus percentile. So the fact that they haven't provided the formal advice they're vaccinated might not be actually reflective of the facts that they are the volunteers are vaccinated, and it's just out of principle of them being told by the city that they've got to do something, so just out of spite they don't do it. So, and that's how disconnected some decision makers are of the reality of rural and regional communities.
Okay, there's going to be some people who won't be happy about this decision, but the 31st of January is when that comes in. Initially, weren't captured in the mandate, now they are. But hopefully, let's hope the impact isn't as severe in some local government areas to still have that brigade on board. Thanks for coming on, Dave, and telling us what it's like around WA.